This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Have you ever wondered about the kinds of men God chose to perform some service or to lead His people? How do you explain God's choosing men like Solomon, Judas Iscariot, and King Saul? Did God not know the character of these men before He chose them? Since God is infinite in wisdom, He knew what they were and what they would become. But He selected them to fulfill a mission. Who are we to question the wisdom of God Almighty? We do not know all His purposes and should not try to second-guess the Lord. We know Moses as Israel's great lawgiver. Although the laws he gave did not originate with Moses, they came from the very mind of God. He was simply the man who received the law and gave it to the children of Israel. Although Moses was unquestionably a great man, he certainly was not a perfect man. He experienced many of the same flaws that are common to the human family. His great mistake was striking the rock to obtain water for the children of Israel, when God told him to speak to the rock. Because of that grievous error, he was not permitted to enter the land of promise. God said to Moses, "Come now, therefore, and I will send you unto Pharaoh, that you may bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." Exodus 3:10. Moses was apparently overwhelmed by the Lord's command. He said to God, "Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt?" Exodus 3:11. Why would any man question the Lord's wisdom in such matters? God knew what it would take to deliver the Jews from Egyptian bondage. He also knew the weaknesses and strengths of Moses. So it seems impertinent for Moses to doubt the Lord's wisdom in this case. But before we are too critical of Moses, there are some facts we must examine. Moses had grown up in the courts of Egypt. He knew the cruelty of the Egyptian pharaohs. Maybe he did not want to face the pharaoh because he knew the man. Moses also knew the disposition of many of the Israelites. He knew they would not be easy to lead. These two facts, coupled with other possibilities, may have made Moses reluctant to accept the position the Lord wanted to give him. We do not know all the reasons Moses preferred not to lead the Israelites, but we know he did not want to lead. But the Lord assured him, "Certainly I will be with you, and this shall be a token unto you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain." Exodus 3:12. God's message to Moses should have removed all doubt about the wisdom of accepting God's call. But every student of the Scriptures knows it did not. Moses continued to have doubts about taking the leadership of the Jewish nation. It ought to be obvious that when God calls a man into His service, He always equips him for the work and is always with him, that is, so long as the leader follows the will of God. There was no way Moses could fail as a leader if he did exactly what God told him to do. Unfortunately, as we've already seen, Moses sometimes disobeyed the voice of God and had to suffer because of his rebellion. God gave Moses a token by which he could know that God had sent him. When Moses had led the Israelites out of Egypt, they would serve God on the very mountain where Moses received his commission to lead the Israelites. The sign was not designed to confirm the call to go, but to show that God had called him. It would show him at the end of his journey that God had truly called him into His service. As you know, that is exactly what happened. The Israelites wandered through the wilderness and then worshiped the God of heaven at Mount Sinai. The man who was reluctant to lead became one of mankind's greatest servants. We honor him today for his great leadership and for his great faith in God. Thank you, and